Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. This is Kevin Don. Now, when I opened my laptop to work on this week's episode, I noted that this is episode 666 of Get Fit Guy. So I thought I would just do a Google search for the devil's workout and see if anything popped up. The top result was actually a workout designed by the personal trainer of Thor actor Chris Hemsworth. As you would imagine, with all these arbitrary workouts, the thing that makes it so devilish is the rep scheme. There is 6 exercises for 6 reps over 6 rounds. The workout is 6 reps and rounds of deadlift to overhead tricep extension, feet elevated TRX row, kettlebell reverse lunge with an overhead press, ring chin-ups, squat on a Bosu ball with resistance band fly, and rotational med ball slams. So there you have it. And far be it for me to critique something. Oh, wait, that's exactly what I'm about to do. But what exactly is the point here? I mean, let's take the first exercise, deadlift to overhead tricep extension. Now, if you're deadlifting, the purpose should really be to get stronger, make your back stronger, your posterior chain. Now, let's take myself as an example. I reckon I could probably only tricep extend 55 to 65 pounds, but I'm deadlifting 555. So if I'm only able to deadlift a tenth of the load that I can use, why would I really be doing that? Because we've talked before about adaptation. To create an adaptation, you need to create a stress that's not beyond, but on, you know, like the top end of your capacity. And adding exercises onto other exercises is like those TV cookery shows where the contestant cooks themselves off the show that week by just not knowing when to stop. Adding more and more ingredients doesn't make you a better chef. It makes you an insecure chef. The same thing goes for training. Squatting on a Bosu ball while doing resistance bands, get in the bin. And as far as the other exercises in the 666 workout, they're just given maybe too generally, and you know, they're encouraging it to an unhealthy degree. And more on that in just a second. Now, this workout brought me to thinking again about the arbitrary nature of training and the bamboozlement of clients. I recently saw a post from a top CrossFit coach talking about the science behind their rep schemes and exercise variations. And to say he was misinformed would be understating things. So I have on good authority from people who were there back in the early days with the founder himself that there was no science. There was 2 things that happened when it came to writing workouts. First off, they used a hopper to select exercises. These exercises were all put into a big red metal hopper. I know this because I've seen the hopper myself. It's on a ranch in California. The handle was then turned to mix all the exercises up, and then the number of exercises for that day were just pulled out at random. Now, the second part of this highly scientific process was that they threw dice to determine the reps. Now, We have people that haven't even done the sport back then, retrospectively making up some science about why. There was no science. There was no why. It was just random. Now, that isn't to say that nowadays there aren't many great CrossFit coaches that are applying sports science to workouts, because they are. But you can't try to change history to fit your narrative, just like you can't change people to fit your training. You know, there's different goals, different body types, and different capacities. And if you try to do that, you're indulging in what I call Procrustean coaching. And I named this for the Greek mythological character Procrustes. Procrustes was a son of Poseidon who went awry, and he owned an inn on the road to Athens where weary travelers could stop and rest. He had an iron-framed bed there, and if a traveler were too short for the dimensions of the bed, their limbs would be stretched. And if they were too tall, there would be body parts cut off to get them to fit. And Procrustean coaching is like this. You can't stretch clients out to make them fit your program. Eventually, this will result in a negative outcome. In the case of Procrustes, it was being killed by Theseus in the manner in which he tortured so many travelers. And I have a crap client right now who's a coach in a CrossFit gym, and the owners have told her that they are very unhappy that she has her own coach, and that at a bare minimum, they want her to be training using their program once a week. The fact that they are angry that someone has their own training respecting their own goals and capabilities and want her to do a program that does none of those things tells you all you need to know about what goes on in a group training gym.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Anyway, circling back to the devil's workout, I couldn't possibly give my listeners something like this. Firstly, because I don't believe in general exercise prescriptions. Secondly, although I do believe that we need stress to adapt, I don't believe that training should be some kind of evil punishment that only Satan himself could prescribe. I'm sure everyone has heard of RPE, which in fitness parlance stands for Rate of Perceived Exertion. But I have another meaning for this acronym, Rate of Perceived Enjoyment. If things aren't fun or enjoyable, people won't be sticking with them. Exercise should not be a chore or a punishment. And yeah, I get the whole primal living thing and that, you know, those people are going to message me saying, well, our ancestors didn't enjoy moving. They did it to survive. But hey, you know what? Our ancestors also didn't annoy the life out of me by sending in emails either. In fact, this idea of punishment during workout is mentioned in the Devil's article Workout I read, which Chris Hemsworth says himself, you can rest for 1 minute between sets or just throw up and power through. False, Chris Hemsworth. If you're throwing up in the gym, you have pushed beyond your capacity and this is not okay. We should not be glorifying intra-workout vomiting, and it's actually terrifying that you would do this. Please stop. Anyway, Onto an email I received from a listener who does not want to be named. I'm always happy to address positive and negative feedback and grateful for editors who soften my responses. I'm going to put this one into the negative bucket and then give my reply. So, the listener claims that in my episode last week, where I debunked the myth of 10,000 steps, that I did not mention the benefits of walking, which include reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, enhanced immune function, weight management, and joint health. This is quite correct. I did not go into a list of the benefits of walking. The reason for this is that I mentioned METs, which is about the intensity of what you're doing. Because the benefits to walking or anything else that you do for your health will depend upon multiple factors, one of them being your current capacity. So if, let's say right now you have a job as a mailman and you walk 20 to 30,000 steps a day, you probably have an adaptation to walking. So making 10,000 steps now your exercise isn't going to improve your health any further, is it? Secondly, it depends on your intensity. So if you go for a walk at a very sedentary pace compared to walking at the upper end of your capacity for pace, then the outcome to your health will be very different. I also noted that the main hallmarks of aging, sarcopenia, osteopenia, loss of muscle mass and bone mineral density, will not be overcome by walking. Therefore, I think there are better choices. So, to be clear and fair, I agree with the email that there are indeed health benefits to walking. However, I think that walking needs to be defined further in terms of effort and current capacity before we can make a broad claim that walking helps everybody. Next, in the same email, the listener said, "I know you like to give lectures on logic with a Latin-English translation. I'm skeptical of the usefulness of this to listeners, and I think it tends to be pedantic." Well, firstly, I appreciate you listening and providing feedback on the advice I gave and how I do that. By way of explanation, I don't like to give lectures. It may seem that you're getting a lecture because this is a podcast, and by virtue of its own qualities, there's only one person speaking. I'm not really sure how, within the limits of the definition of what's going on, I could change that. Also, though, I do not explain logic with Latin expressions. I've actually only explained logic once, but I think you're probably referring to the overall philosophical flavor. But I don't add in Latin expressions because I enjoy them. I do them because the terminology is in Latin. Just like earlier on in the podcast, I used the name Procrustes. Well, unfortunately, there's no English translation of the name, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I really enjoy using Greek names. So I can't change that for you, I'm afraid. A modus ponens has no English translatory equivalent. And in terms of the usefulness to listeners, I guess I can only do what I see as being fit. In this podcast, I make the decisions. And I think that teaching critical thinking skills to listeners is incredibly valuable. Regular listeners will know this because I've mentioned my reasons for doing so on the show before. There are many fitness charlatans and a huge amount of disinformation out there. Therefore, I think that helping people to apply critical thought to sift their way through this disinformation and not fall for it is a great way to help others, rather than every week me spoon-feeding them just another piece of information. I also want to note that using Latin terms by definition is not pedantic. Pedantic actually means someone who annoys others by correcting small errors, which I thought was actually quite ironic given the email you sent. I'll sign off simply by saying gratias tibi, or for the non-Latin speakers in the room, thank you. If you have a question for the show, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com, and you too can be featured. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, and our director of podcasts, Brennan Getches. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail, 510-353-3104, or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.